Friendship According to Humphrey, Chapter 10, Test Distress. As Aldo swept the floor later that night, he talked and talked. "Maria thinks I should take Mrs. Brisbane up on her offer. I don't know, Humph. Can you imagine me as a teacher?" "Yes, yes, yes," I squeaked. "I mean, what could I teach those kids? What do I know?" Aldo spent many an evening talking to me. While we ate our dinners, believe me, he knew a lot. But I'd never seen him act like this before. He muttered while he mopped the floor. He mumbled while he dusted. He argued with himself while he sat down to eat his sandwich. "Science, math, history, which would be best?" he asked. "Anything except frogs," I squeaked, and to my surprise, Og responded with a boing. "I bet they've learned a lot from you, Humphrey. You've probably taught these kids more than I ever could." I was too modest to answer yes. Aldo dug down in his lunch bag and pulled out a piece of broccoli. "Here's something for you, buddy." He held it up and examined it. "Funny, it looks small to me, but to you, I bet it looks like a great big tree." What it looked like was delicious. "Thanks," I squeaked. Aldo leaned in closer and stared at me. "I guess everything looks different to you, pal." He held up his finger. "I just see a finger, but I'll bet you see every little line and swirl in the skin." I wasn't quite sure what Aldo was getting at, but I squeaked in support. Aldo took a long sip of coffee from his thermos. "Of course, no two people see things exactly the same either. And the more you look, the more..." He suddenly jumped up. "This might be it, Humphrey. I mean, it's interesting. It's different. Like a microscope. Yeah." I had no idea what he was talking about, so I munched thoughtfully on the broccoli. Why some humans don't like it is a mystery to me. Aldo wheeled out his cleaning cart. "You always give me the best ideas, Humph. See you later." He disappeared, but then quickly popped his head back in the doorway. "You too, Og. Don't want to leave out my fine froggy friend." So Og was Aldo's friend, but still not mine. I guess the grumpy lump next door didn't know or care because all I heard from him was splashing. Tabitha's foster mom said yes, I'd be spending the weekend at her house. But I figured I wouldn't get much attention from Tabitha, since all she cared about was Smiley the bear. There were so many problems in room 26. Garth and AJ were still worried about Marty Bean. Heidi and Gail were still mad, mad, mad. Miranda and Abby were friends now, but would they stay that way without me around to help? I spent so much time thinking about these problems, I forgot the other problems in room 26. Math problems. I had been dreaming, the sleeping kind and the day kind, during math for most of the week. When Mrs. Brisbane started reviewing for a big math test coming up, I had no idea what she was talking about. I wasn't alone. Mrs. Brisbane gave the class a pop quiz, and guess what? Half of us failed. "It's not fair," Mandy complained, while everybody else moaned and groaned. Our teacher was not pleased. "All right, class, the quiz won't count toward your grade, but the rest of the school year builds on these concepts. You've got to master these problems," she explained. "I've prepared a study guide for the test next week. I want you to complete this over the weekend. You should have heard the moans and groans then. I'm sorry, class. This is important to me and to you. Mrs. Brisbane insisted as she handed out the papers, "Put your name on your guide and bring it back completed on Monday." "I flunked. How about you?" Seth whispered to Tabitha. "Almost," she whispered back. "It's time for recess," Mrs. Brisbane said. "Put your study guides in your backpacks now so you won't forget them." Papers rustled as my classmates tucked away their study guides. The second hand on the big clock circled around. Tick, tick, tick. Those study guides made me think up a plan, but I wasn't sure I'd have the time to pull it off. Once the bell rang, the students rushed to get their coats and raced out the door. Mrs. Brisbane gathered up some papers from her desk and hurried out the door. Sometimes she spent recess in the teacher's lounge. Luckily, this was one of those days. There was no time to waste, so I flung open my cage door. "Og, don't you tell a soul what I'm about to do," I told my neighbor. It's not easy to get from my cage to the classroom floor, but I'd mastered a technique. First, I slid down the smooth table leg. It wasn't difficult, but it was a bit too fast for comfort. The way back up was more challenging. I couldn't slide back up the leg, so I'd grab onto the cord from the blinds and swing myself back up. It was a dangerous undertaking that was always scary, but I had to take the chance because I had important work to do. Once I hit the ground, I scampered over to Seth's chair. His backpack was on the floor. Happily, he'd left his study guide sticking out of the pocket. I had to use my paws and teeth to pull it out and drag it over to Tabitha's table. Getting the paper into the pocket of her backpack, which was my goal, was a challenge. Her backpack was hanging from her chair. The pocket I wanted was at least a foot off the ground, awfully high for a small hamster. By chance, there was a long cord dangling down from the pocket zipper. Holding the paper firmly in my teeth, I grabbed on and tried to pull myself up with all my might. "Boing!" Og was trying to tell me something. But what? Just then the bell rang. It seemed much louder than usual. So that's what he was trying to tell me. He was trying to warn me that I was in serious danger of being caught outside of my cage. I was also in danger of being trampled on by large feet. At least they were large compared to me. I dropped the study guide and scurried as fast as I could toward the table. With no time to waste, I grabbed the cord and began swinging back and forth, higher and higher. "Boing, boing," croaked Og. I know," I squeaked back. My stomach did flip-flops as I saw the edge of the table. I took a deep breath and leaped onto the tabletop. Mrs. Brisbane opened the door, and I could hear the thunder of feet as my friends rushed to the cloakroom. I sprinted across the table. "Please don't let them see me. Please, please, please," I thought, as I darted into my cage, pulled the door behind me, and collapsed on a pile of wood shavings. I held my breath, waiting to hear if I'd been caught in the act. I heard Mrs. Brisbane's footsteps approach. "Why is the cord swinging like that?" she wondered out loud. "That's odd." Og began splashing like I'd never heard him splash before. "Boing," he croaked, "boing." "Calm down, Og," said Mrs. Brisbane. "Are you hungry or something?" She told Art to feed him some of his beloved bugs. Og had made Mrs. Brisbane switch her attention to him, so she'd forget about the cord. For the first time, I was pretty sure that the frog was talking to me, even helping me. Maybe he was friendlier than I'd figured. He'd helped me get back safely, thank goodness, although my mission had failed. Once my heartbeat had returned to normal, I squeaked a big thanks to Og and looked over at Tabitha's table. Seth's study guide was still lying on the floor near her backpack. Mrs. Brisbane talked about something called helping verbs for the rest of the afternoon. When it was almost time for the bell to ring, Mrs. Brisbane reminded the class about their math study guides. "Tabitha, I believe yours is on the floor. Put it in your backpack, please." "Yes," I squeaked out loud. This was too good to be true. The bell rang. Seth grabbed his backpack and headed to the cloakroom. Tabitha didn't bother to look at the paper. She just stuffed it into her backpack pocket. "Hooray!" She also put Smiley into her bag as the other students streamed out of the classroom. Soon, Tabitha's mom, her foster mom, arrived to pick us up for the weekend. When I glanced over at Og, he looked a little gloomy, despite that stupid grin plastered on his face. Maybe he wished he could go home with our classmates on the weekends too. Maybe Og was jealous of me. I had a bad feeling just thinking about that old green-eyed monster again. Suddenly, I felt sad, sad, sad about leaving Og alone for the whole weekend.